All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Matt Lurie. He is the CEO of Organic Garage. And Matt, it's great to see you again. How are you?
I'm great, Steve. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So your subsidiary, The Future of Cheese, launched a butter. It's a plant-based butter. And just before we get into the news about that, maybe just tell everyone a little bit about this product. This just launched a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Earlier this year, we announced an acquisition in the plant-based food space with the Future of Cheese company. And we've been working since then to just get everything prepared, get everything ready. And I know there was a lot of shareholders, investors, and the general public who were interested in when product was going to launch. So it's very exciting. We just launched just recently with the butter, the two SKUs, unsalted and salted, landed in stores in the Toronto and Greater Toronto area. So it's really exciting. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and you were hoping obviously for success, but sellout in 48 hours is pretty good, I would imagine.
Yeah, you know what? There was a lot of pent-up demand. Retailers were interested. When our distributor reached out about this product that Afram and Craig had really been pushing, the two co-founders. Like I mentioned originally, and I think in previous interviews, is the two co-founders, I mean, their media stretch is wide. And so as soon as people kind of got wind that, they were involved, they did a great kind of, influencer launch. We sent out select samples and got people kind of hyped at a ground level. People started going into stores and asking for it. And then retailers started asking, when can we get it? So there was a lot of pent up demand, and it's been off to a great start.
Yeah. So obviously you're going to put those back in stores when you have more product to put back in those retailers, but are you planning to increase production of that? And what about new products that you're hoping to launch?
Yeah, it's a great question, Steve. We were very careful about the retailers we approached to do the initial launch. So in terms of stock that's being supplied to them, there's no issues. And look, this goes back to kind of why the partnership was so great and why the acquisition was so great, because we lent our expertise as a retailer to ensure that the retailers we did launch, that there would be product to satisfy them, and there's no empty shelf. So there's no concerns from that standpoint. Now we'll be gearing up to, schedule things and kind of increase production to do with our kind of second tranche of stores. So we're excited about that. And the team is working very hard just to adjust production quotas and work with the distributor in terms of ensuring that the retailers that we do have signed on for this initial launch are getting the stock that they require. In terms of next product, Steve, you had the chance to sample a few of the items that will be coming up. But the next one we're focusing on is our plant-based brie. And we're hopeful within the next, 30 to 60 days that will be out in the market. And then after that, the team is hard at work on the next batch of products, which, is still top secret, but very exciting stuff that we're working on.
Yeah. And Matt, just for sort of revenue within the company itself, there is, as you mentioned, there is such a big demand for these type of products. I mean, it sounds to me like it's the right type of products at the right time for generating sales.
Absolutely. And I've said it before, look, the plant-based food space is hot, but it's a matter of the quality of the products will speak for themselves in terms of kind of the cream rising to the top. And that's what was so attractive when we looked at this acquisition, because the products that Craig and Afram created are second to none. They are just excellent. Mm-hmm. And so when we're talking about demand, the demand is there for good products, not bad products. So we're really excited to meet kind of the customer's expectation and kind of what the market is demanding, even from the retailer standpoint, for getting good products on shelf. And, the future of cheese with the butter, the brie, cream cheese, and the other things we're working on are meeting that kind of requirement.
Yeah. Cream rises to the top and then turned into butter. So there you go. Yeah. Matt, great to see you again, pal. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Steve.
All right. Matt Lurie, the CEO of Organic Garage.